It's our happy privilege to come to you again, talk to you about the Word of the Lord, and to fellowship around God's Word. I'd like to read to you today from the book of St. Luke, chapter 10, beginning at the 17th verse. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. The words that Jesus is speaking to the disciples here in the book of St. Luke are perhaps some of the most powerful words that man has ever spoken in the history of mankind. Jesus is telling the disciples here about the wonderful power that God has given unto them. 70 men that had joined Jesus in the preaching of the regeneration, they went out in different ways in different parts of the earth, and they preached, and God did mighty miracles through these men. And as they returned, they came back rejoicing, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through your name. And Jesus said, Behold, I give unto you power. You know, this is one thing that the church of today needs, and that is power. He said, Behold, I give unto you power. I give unto you power over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents. I give unto you power over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. He said, but one thing I would like to say to you, and that is, don't rejoice because the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Rejoice because your names are written down in heaven, because there is a record of your name before the Heavenly Father. Therefore, don't rejoice because you have power over evil spirits, but rather because God hath remembered you in the regeneration, and because you are on your way to heaven. You know, he said, in that day there shall be many people that shall stand before me. Many people. And they shall say, Lord, have we not cast out devils in thy name? And in thy name have we not done mighty works, O Lord? But he said, in that hour I will say unto them, Depart from me, ye that work iniquity, for I never knew you. Therefore it is obvious that the thing that we should rejoice over is the fact that God hath considered us, and that God hath received us, and that we have received a born-again experience with God. This is the main thing, beloved friend. If you and I have made contact with God, and if we have entered into this wonderful agreement with God, if we have believed on the name of the Son of God and been filled with the Spirit of God, and our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, that is the major thing. If we can find this in our lives, or if we can find our name on record in heaven, then everything is all right. But Jesus said, don't rejoice because the spirits are subject unto you, but rather because your names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. But nevertheless, the 70 said, Lord, the spirits are subject unto us. Behold, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us in your name. I would like for you to also notice that they said, Lord, the devils are subject unto us through your name. You know, the devil can be subject unto you. You as an individual, the devil can be subject unto you, but it must be through the name of Jesus. So often a person will say, I cannot heal anybody. It is God that heals. A lot of times evangelists will say this, and that's very true. They should take that attitude and that outlook because it is God that heals. It is not man that heals. Jesus made that clear. I can do nothing of myself. The flesh profiteth nothing. The flesh is weak. He said, it is my heavenly Father, the Spirit of God within me. He said, he is the one that doeth it. But then again, he said, behold, I give unto you power. And then again, he said, you go heal the sick. Therefore, it is a positive thing that though it is the Spirit of God that does the healing, though it is the power of God that does the healing, and though all glory belongs to God because it is the Spirit of God that delivers and resurrects the dead, yet it is a true fact that we are heirs to the glory of God, and we have the Spirit of God, and we have the power of God in our lives to do this thing. Therefore, beloved friend, he said, behold, I give unto you power. Now then, if I said, behold, I give unto you something, and I did not give it unto you, I would be a liar. Isn't that right? Behold, I give unto you. The Bible said, and ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. In the original rendering of it, it says, when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Behold, I give unto you power. When the Holy Ghost has come upon you, then you can have power with God. And ye shall be witnesses for me, first around the home place, and then to the uttermost parts of the earth. Behold, I give unto you power. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, though he was a son, yet learned he obedience by the things that he suffered. For every son that cometh to God, God scourgeth him first. But it also continues on to say that he was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness. And there, after Jesus had fasted, and after Jesus had prayed, and after Jesus had wrestled many days with Satan, he overcame Satan. And the Bible said, Satan having promised him all the glamour of the world, having promised him a place to become the king of this world, Jesus had denied it and remained loyal to God. You know, it's sad to say that many preachers have failed at this point. Isn't that right? There has been many preachers that has failed when it comes to that part of the crossing. Many preachers have not been able to get past that one thing. They've not been able to get over that one place. When the devil begins to show them the things of this world, and the devil begins to make things look so attractive in this world, and the devil begins to show them the popularity and the fame and the prestige of this world, it's sad to say, but true, that they take the same outlook that Balaam took, and they're ready to compromise and go the same way that Balaam went. You know, Balaam had great power. Balaam could see visions. He could do many things. But when Balak sent down there, he said, don't keep yourself back from riches. I have the power to make thee rich, Balaam, if you'll do the things that I tell you to do. And so it was that Balaam constantly bothered God about that thing, constantly bothered him. And finally God said, Balaam, do whatever you want to. That was the essence of it. Finally God said, go on, Balaam. See, but when Jesus went into the wilderness, Jesus did not take that outlook. Satan said, I will give you this. I will give you all of the world. And the Bible says that Satan showed him the world. But Jesus said, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. Jesus, I'm glad to say, did not fail in this point. Beloved friend, do you realize that if Jesus had taken the outlook that some of the ministers of today is taking, that I and you and all of the world would have been lost? But Jesus stood firmly, and Jesus conquered Satan, and the Bible says that Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. That's where the failure is today. Many of the ministers of today are not returning in the power of the Spirit. The reason is because they are failing in the test. They are not overcoming the flesh. They're not conquering the outer man. They're not rising up to take control of the human senses. And they're not proving mastery over this beastly part and bringing into subjection their inner being. They are not becoming the sons of God, as we say. To as many as believe, to them gave he power. Behold, I give unto you power. And to as many as believe, gave he power to become the sons of God, to as many as believed on his name. Jesus conquered Satan, returned in the power of the Spirit. He did many mighty miracles. He did many wonderful things because he conquered the flesh. And Satan, who savors the things that be of the flesh, could not get at the Spirit of Jesus anymore, because the middle wall of partition, which is the flesh, had been broken down, and there was nothing standing between that inner man and that heavenly God that was looking down upon that Son. To as many as believe, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. Another thing, beloved friend, that we must remember, the Bible said, to as many as believed on his name. You know, we try to go every route but the right one. Isn't that right? There's something about the human being that wants to go every way but God's way. We'll go to seminary. We'll go to college. We'll go to school. We'll make millions of dollars. We'll set up great, mighty enterprises. We'll go to great trouble just to get around what God said do. And we always wind up in trouble when we do it. But Jesus said this, I do always the things that I see my Father do. That's the secret. Always the things that I see my Father do, this is what I do, Jesus said. So then, we notice this, that the Lord did not say to as many as believed. That was not the statement that he made, nor did he leave it in that kind of condition. But he emphasized this one thing, and that is that I have come to make a name for myself, Jesus said. I have come to make a name for myself, and to as many as believe on my name, Jesus said, to as many as believe on the name. The 70 came back and said, Lord, we are rejoicing. Because even the devils are subject unto us. Even the spirits are subject unto us. Even the fallen angels are subject unto us. Through your name. Lord, through your name. You know, that's a wonderful thought right there. Through your name. Even the devils are subject unto us through your name. To as many as believed on his name, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. This is why that we need to be careful, beloved friend. We need to understand what God is saying. And the Bible said remission of sins shall be taught in his name. It did not say, the Holy Scriptures did not say that remission of sins shall be taught. Nor did it say remission of sins shall be preached. It did not say that they shall go into all the world and preach the gospel, just the gospel, in the sense of leaving off with the name of Jesus Christ. But it says, remission of sin shall be taught in his name, beginning at Jerusalem, and then to the uttermost parts of the earth. The devils are subject unto us through your name. And there is salvation in none other name except the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Why is this? Because the blood of Jesus was spilt at Calvary. There has never lived and there will never live another human being whose blood is pure, whose blood is without sin. There has never been another sacrifice whose blood is sufficient for the atonement of mankind. And my beloved brother, when you speak of the blood of Christ, you've got to put a name on it. You can't just say the blood, because there's blood of animals. There's blood of goats. There's blood of many people. Many people have spilt their blood down through the years. But there is one particular blood that Satan hates. And the Bible speaks of it in this way. Judas said, I have betrayed innocent blood. Innocent blood. Whose blood? Jesus' blood. Hallelujah. Jesus' blood. The devil knew that he had been in every blood vein that had ever come down through the pages of time. He was powerful enough to know that through the history of mankind till the coming of God, that he would be in every man's blood veins. But when he looked at Jesus, he said, I've never gotten a hold of this man. I've never gotten into his heart, not at one time. Jesus said, he hath no part in me. And when Satan looked there at Calvary, and he saw this blood spilt, and he saw the Son of God dying, he knew that he was finished. He knew that Jesus had overcome him. Because not one place could he remember where he ever got the Son of God upset. Not one place could he remember where he ever got past that shield of faith and that Holy Ghost life of Jesus Christ to get into that life. Not one time did he defile that blood. Not one time did he cause any evil to enter into that heart. He that did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. The Bible said we should follow in his steps. We should follow in his steps, beloved. When we speak of that blood, we speak of the name of Jesus Christ. It was the blood of Jesus. That's why the devils are subject unto the name. Because it was the blood of that name that was spilt. That's why remission of sin is taught in the name of Jesus. Because it was the blood of Jesus that was spilt, not someone else, but the blood of Jesus. That's why the Bible said, to as many as believed, even to them that believed on his name, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Oh, hallelujah. I feel the wonderful anointing of God, and I feel the Spirit of God, and I feel the blessings of God, and I feel the unction of God, as the Lord God of heaven says, amen and amen. No one can call him Lord except by the Holy Ghost. You must have his Spirit. And the Bible said, if you have not his Spirit, then you are not of his. Oh, beloved friend, let me tell you something. It is the name of Jesus Christ. Behold, I give unto you power over all the powers of the enemy. When we begin to realize that it is the Spirit of God that comes into our lives. And when we begin to realize that when the Spirit comes into our lives, it is the Spirit of God that gives us the virtue that we need to overcome Satan. When we return from the wilderness and conquering the flesh, when we've overcome the outer man, serving God in the beauty of holiness, having our fruits unto holiness and the end thereof everlasting life. Oh, brother, when we get to that place, sister, when we come to that place, we will have conquered sickness. We will have conquered death. We will have conquered everything, and then God will come back after the church. Oh, that faith that Enoch had will translate the church. Once we purify our hearts by faith, by doing these things to as many as believed on his name. Oh, beloved brother, when we hear the word of God and we believe the word of God from glory to glory and faith to faith, as we accept God's Spirit through the name of Jesus and the blood atonement, then we've got everything. There is no remission of sin without the shedding of blood, but yet remission shall be taught in his name. That's why Peter so bravely, so boldly stood on the day of Pentecost and said, repent, that's the first steps, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. For remission of sin shall be taught in his name. And then ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for it is unto you and to your children and to as many as be afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Which means unto Brother Pike. It means unto the other preachers. It means unto the other denominations. It means unto the other religious powers. It meant everybody since Pentecost all the way down, and everybody that's in this day. As many as the Lord our God shall call, everybody that shall be called from here until the time of the coming of the Lord. Brother, it means all, everyone that he calls. Therefore, redemption is in his name. I give unto you power to tread on serpents, to overcome all of the evils. I give unto you power over the powers of sickness. If you'll only believe in the name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, rejoice. Your names are written down in heaven, beloved friend. Rejoice. I'd like to pray for you right at this time. I always look forward to praying for you. It's a little bit hard to just stop off here because our soul is magnified in the things of God when we realize the richness of serving Jesus. But I want to pray for you. And while you're looking this way, the Bible tells me when you pray, believe. Therefore, I want to pray with you. And I want to believe with you. And I want you to believe with me. Whether you're in the hospital, the convalescent home, wherever you might be, I want you to pray with me. While we pray with you, because these messages go all around the different parts of the United States. And I want to pray with you. And I want you to believe. Heavenly Father, as we pray in the name of Jesus, I pray in the name of your lovely Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for the forgiveness of sins, Heavenly Father. And I pray for these that are hearing and these that are seeing. And I ask in the name of Jesus, Father, that you heal, O God. Father, heal in the name of Jesus. I feel you breaking the yoke right now. I pray that you will restore. I pray that you will forgive. For, O God, I pray that the power of God that I feel right now shall be granted unto the believer. Heal and save and forgive. May thy spirit, may thy power, may thy greatness come upon us. In the name of Jesus, I ask it, Father, the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Save, forgive, heal, deliver, move oppression, move the weights. Oh God, and bring peace, Lord, and happiness. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I feel his wonderful presence right now. Hallelujah. I feel the wonderful presence of God. While we are standing here, just before we close out, let me say this to you. Write me a letter. Send me a letter. It doesn't take long to sit down and write a letter. Many people from all over the different parts of the nation and the world write us letters. We have such a wonderful experience talking to people, visiting with them through the mail, writing to them. You know, if God has done something for you, then write me a letter. Let me know about it because I want to know about it. And if you have a need, write me a letter. We'll pray for you. And I believe God will do something for you. We get many letters where God does do something for people who take time to pray and believe. Until we have a chance to be with you next time, I'm going to remind you again, write me a letter. Let me hear from you. And until then, may the Lord bless you. We'll be praying for you.